Meanwhile, the South African Police Service says it is prepared to ensure safety and security during this year's elections. The SAPS participated in the prayer session for the elections yesterday. The National Police Commissioner, General Fani Masemola, has called on the public to assist the police to make sure that everyone is safe. The Ahmed Kathrada Foundation says former President Jacob Zuma is an unsuitable candidate to be a Member of Parliament. Zuma is currently involved in court battles with the Independent Electoral Commission over his suitability to become an MP. The IEC argues that he should not be allowed to contest the elections since he was convicted and sentenced to 15 months imprisonment in 2015. However, the Electoral Court ruled in Zuma's favour on the case. The IEC has appealed the ruling. The Ahmed Kathrada Foundation has been accepted as a friend of the court in support of the IEC. Deputy President Paul Masatile's 8 bodyguards will return to court for pre-trial proceedings today. The 8 face charges of assault with the intent to cause grievous bodily harm. They were filmed assaulting motorists on a highway in Gauteng last year. The case was postponed for 6 months to allow the state to finalise its investigations. All the accused have returned to work after their suspension period lapsed. The South African Weather Service has issued a warning for damaging winds, waves and possible fires in some provinces this week. According to the Weather Service, damaging winds can be expected in the Northern Cape, resulting in problems for high-sided vehicles. A yellow level 1 warning for waves was issued in Cape Columbine, or for Cape Columbine to Cape Agulhas. The waves could lead to difficulty in navigation at sea and disruption of ports. A high fire danger warning was also issued for parts of the Western Cape, the Northern Cape and the Eastern Cape. Moving to international news, the government of Kenya says it fears a cholera outbreak after the country's recent floods. The death toll from the floods has increased to 228. The country says more floods are expected because the rain has continued to fall over the past few days. Kenya has received a lot of rain for weeks now. The Nino River burst its banks and engulfed a police station, a school and a hospital in the town of Herero. Neighbouring Tanzania has lost 155 lives to the flood since last month. And now, over to Mike Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mike.
Good Monday morning, Wayne. Yes, sport. Schoolboys rugby first 15. Results of games played over the weekend. Selborne College Hammer Grens. Final score, Selborne College 94. Oorskus Gym, known as Grens, 8. Bit of a mismatch there. Then Port Rex get the win over Stirling High School. Final score, Port Rex 25, Stirling High School 17. Then moving on to Queen's College, they lose to Durbanville. Final score, Queen's College 22, Durbanville 25. I'm sure that was a bit unlucky for Queen's there. But Dell College take a beating. Final score, Dell College 15, Westville 52. Then Investec Champions Cup results of the semi-finals played on Saturday. Northampton Saints stutter and Leinster strike. Final score, Leinster 20, Northampton Saints 17. The moment was just too big for Northampton Saints and they never pitched there. Second semi-final of the Investec Champions Cup. Game was played in France at the Stade de Toulousain. And Stade de Toulousain, in my opinion, did enough in the second half to beat a good performing Harlequins. Final score there, Stade de Toulousain 38, Harlequins 26. So the final will be Leinster versus Stade de Toulousain on the 25th of May at 15:45. At the Tottenham Hotspur Soccer Stadium in London. Great venue. Next up, Formula One. Results of the Miami Grand Prix. Yes, where it all happened. And it happened for Lando Norris of the McLaren Formula One team. His first ever victory in his 110th race, beating Max Verstappen by over 7 seconds. Well done, Lando Norris. The result there was, first, Lando Norris, McLaren Formula One team. Second went to Max Verstappen, Oracle Red Bull. Third went to Charles Leclerc of the Scuderia Ferrari. So it was shock result in the Miami Grand Prix yesterday. Enjoy your week. Sport Wild Coast Radio, Mike Godfrey.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you very much for that sports report. And wow, that result between Selborne and Whiskers Gymnasium. Scary, scary stuff. I think we'll leave it at that for now. Looking at financials, gold was selling at $2,308.97 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $83.14. $1 US, R18.52. The British pound, R23.24. And the euro, R19.94. A bitcoin, $64,013.35. And that's all for this bulletin. Have a great day. Our next bulletin tomorrow morning at 7.
Wild Coast Radio.
Sugar and spice, but not as much.